From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. There are some budding romances on this Valentine's Day that got their start in an unusual place, the San Francisco Public Library. More than 70 people showed up to two speed dating nights at the library recently. The speed daters came with books and prepared to discuss their favorite authors. KQED's Molly Samuel went to find out if literature can lead to love.
Jeremiah Lee is heading down to the basement of the main library in San Francisco's Civic Center. He's got two paperbacks with him, The Road by Cormac McCarthy and The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell.
I could go out to a bar and meet a girl, but the kind of girl that I want to meet isn't the kind that I'm going to find at a bar. So this seems like more my speed.
The matchmaker here is librarian Danya Drummond. She's worked at the San Francisco Public Library for over a decade and loves connecting people to books.
It's just the perfect job for me, I think.
But tonight, she's using books to connect people to each other. Drummond organized two events on two different nights, a heterosexual night and an LGBT night.
Loretta Chin is going to be our MC tonight.
The speed daters shift around the room every 4 minutes, meeting new dates. If books reveal a way of seeing the world, then maybe learning about someone's favorite is a shortcut to understanding how they think. Jessica Parch found out about the event on Facebook. A friend of hers posted it there as a joke, but she decided to come and try it. She's got a novel called City of Thieves.
I think it's kind of just a surprising book. It, you know, it starts out kind of as a war story, and it ends up at times both brutal and charming, and I just really enjoyed it and wanted to share that.
Are there any books that, like, if you sit down across from somebody, you're going to be like, oh, God, you wrote that?
I've seen a few already tonight, so I'm not going to say the name out loud, but definitely.
Others, like Christina Yan, are a little more open-minded.
I don't think there are any genres that someone else would be interested in that would immediately turn me off. I think if I went to someone's home and there was like a vast collection of Nazi material, I would have to question.
Some people have one favorite book, others bring a couple. Jeremiah Lee, who drove up from Santa Clara, had a dilemma. Most of the books he's read recently are e-books.
But this is the sort of event where I wanted a real paper book to bring, because it's not quite the same to bring your Kindle.
And he thought he might end up giving one of the books he brought with him to someone he'd meet tonight, a romantic flourish that he points out is impossible with an e-reader.
Okay, time's up.
At the end of the night, participants submit a list of who they like. Over the next few days, Drummond begins connecting people who want to meet again. Drummond says just about everyone has made a match.
I just heard about this one fellow that was there on Wednesday night, and he got along with another guy there, and they surpassed the matching system and already went out for a jog across the Golden Gate Bridge. So, yeah.
For Jeremiah Lee, it turned out not to be which book which woman had read. It's that he was with readers. Although he was initially attracted to the idea of meeting someone through the books they've read, it turned out for him, the books got in the way.
And I kind of regret now talking to a couple of people more about the books than about us.
Lee did make a match that night.
I did, although not the one that I anticipated.
He didn't end up giving her one of his books, but they did go on a date this weekend. He says they had a lot of fun and he expects to see her again. And what book did she bring to the event? He doesn't remember. For KQED News, I'm Molly Samuel.
And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.